This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Vaccination and masks are protecting kids from COVID-19, according to the latest data released by top state health officials. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state compared case rates with vaccination rates among children 12 to 17 who are now eligible for the vaccine. It found generally the counties with the highest vaccination rates had the lowest case rates among that age group. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, says counties with lower vaccination rates among those children also had higher case rates.
We see this clear correlation between high vaccination rates and low case rates, and that's true not just for the adult population, but also holding true for our children.
The state also found school districts with mask requirements had lower case rates than those that didn't. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Loveland Police Department sergeant involved in the forceful arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia has resigned. His departure came after the conclusion of an independent investigation that has not yet been released to the public. A woman's lawyer, Sarah Shelke, says it's about time Sergeant Philip Meltzer leave the department.
He should have been fired, not given the opportunity to resign, but this is just a whack-a-mole, one down, several more to go.
She's also called on Loveland Police Chief Robert Tyser to be fired or resign. She settled the case with the department for $3 million earlier this month. Two other officers involved in the arrest have been criminally charged. Their cases are ongoing. This is CPR News.